Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine.
Hi.
There was a spirit here with us. I don't know who that was. Maybe he or she will introduce themselves at one point. And, of course, we have been talking with Carrie Ann Flanagan Broski, who is the author of 7 books, the most recent Historic Haunts of Long Island, and actually having a very interesting conversation.
I'd like to know, you explained in the last segment something about how you started to your early work career, mm-hmm. let's phrase it that way, but what's the hook that has made you stay on this track all these number of years and continue, obviously, with great enthusiasm and a great deal of energy to pursue something mm-hmm. that's so interesting?
It's my love of history, and it's also the guidance I get from the other side. It truly is. As many paranormal experiences as I've had, I've also had religious experiences. The book before this, called The Metal, was my first novel. It has to do with Padre Pio, the saint who bore the stigmata, and a miracle that took place the night my father died 11 years ago. So when my father passed away, it was before I had written the ghost books, and I truly believe that my father helped me and led me into this direction to do this. Both The Metal and these books have really helped people. They've changed people's lives. They've made them realize that life does exist beyond this one, that our loved ones stay with us. And the response I get is incredible. And being an author, that's what you want. I want to make a difference in the world. I want to write books that affect people, that educate people, and that get them closer to their own spiritual path. So I totally know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
It's great.
That's tremendous. Honestly, it's and it's weird because Padre Pio, most people don't know him.
Right, right.
And I have a Padre Pio Stations of the Cross book mm-hmm. from my mother when she died.
Mm-hmm. It's very powerful.
I didn't know who he was, and I read about him, and I have the book, and I use it every day.
But yeah, it's like, exactly. You have to read The Metal. I mean, it's based on a true story, and it's very powerful, especially for caretakers, anyone who's taking care of people who are going through a hard time, who have had a faith crisis. And I couldn't have written that book without having written the Ghosts of Long Island books, because I needed to know about mm-hmm. all of these things. And Padre Pio had the gift of bilocation. He was a medium. He was a psychic. The church won't necessarily use those words, but that's what he was. And he died in 1968, and he's still continuing to perform miracles today. So I see it all tied in. Mm-hmm. Everything I do with the ghost books, with Padre Pio, it's all tied in, and I just go where I am led and how things okay. unfold for me.
That's the reason why I'm going to get you the medal. Mm-hmm. But that's the reason why I personally prefer spirit versus ghost.
Yes, exactly.
Because what you're mm-hmm. talking about now,
yeah, it's more real.
It's more
yes.
real. I have a much greater interest in it, and I believe in it, and mm-hmm. I think people can accept it.
Yeah.
Ghost, you go to Casper, which
right,
is nothing
right.
wrong
exactly.
with that.
I mean, like I said, you have the historical type ghosts, right. which are, you know, Gettysburg and things like that. But when I lecture, people come up to me at the end and tell me, you know, my husband passed away 6 years ago, and he came to me, and I knew it was him, and it brought me such comfort. And what do you say to that? I mean, everyone tells me these things. Right. Everyone's not crazy, okay? And they're changed by these experiences. Right. And it's really remarkable because they don't leave us, and we can communicate.
Absolutely. I agree. Your most recent book, okay, is there a real hot spot in that book?
Oh, they're all hot spots. Well, I would say probably the most active place on Long Island is the Country House Restaurant, which is haunted by the ghost of Annette Williamson. She's a traditional historical ghost. It's in Stony Brook.
Okay.
And she's a traditional type ghost. She has been seen. She has a trademark light flash. She was brutally murdered there during the Revolutionary War because her parents left to go check on property in New Jersey and left her in charge. She was the oldest of her siblings. And, of course, the British come knocking, want to occupy the house, which they did. And she was very upset about this. But how could a 17-year-old girl defend against the British? So as time went on, they eventually left. But then the people came in and murdered her in the house because they thought she was pro-British. So it was very sad, but her spirit does remain. And Execution Rocks is another big one. I went out with Joe Giaquinto on a 26 foot Homeland Security response boat to Execution Rocks, and has a very grisly story because it's a lighthouse now and a keeper's house. And we had gotten phenomenon while we were there of these moaning and groan and like torturous voices. And during the Revolutionary War, the British discovered this island of rocks. They would come ashore on smaller boats, round up what they called the American rebels, bring them to this island of rocks where they would chain them to the rocks at low tide. So when the tide rose, they would meet their watery demise. Sometimes they'd get eaten by sharks. Then they'd round up more and they'd chain them next to the skeletal remains of their former comrades as a way of torturing them mentally before they met their own demise. Wow. So that's one of the more grisly ones, I would say. But again, it's historical. But then I have some other ones that are more modern, like Fiorello Dolce Bakery in Huntington Village. Beautiful upscale bakery owned by Gerard Fioravanti, who's a classically trained French pastry chef. He leaves the bakery every night. On his surveillance camera are tons of orbs flying through, these laser light orbs. Some of them are ghosts, but a lot of them are spirits. There's some sort of a vortex for reasons unknown. He had never believed in these things. Some of them, we interviewed the other pastry chefs, and some of them are their own families, their spirits of a grandfather or an aunt. So it really, the book runs the gamut between the historical stories and more modern things that people experience today.
Now, when you said orbs.
Mm-hmm.
That's just little flashes of light.
They're light anomalies. They're balls. Okay, they're balls of light. And it's appeared since the onset of digital cameras. And every orb is different. But they're primarily translucent. They can be colorful. They can have faces in them, rings. The skeptic will say, oh, well, it's a dust particle. Well, a dust particle will not move in every frame, first of all. And it's dense. It's not bright. And it doesn't have color. It will stay on every image until you clean the lens. Now, remember, my degree is in photography, so I know the difference between a dust particle and an orb. An orb, if I took a picture of you now, and let's say I had two orbs on the back wall, I take another picture, now they're over on this wall. I take a third picture, they're gone. That's an orb. People get them all the time and don't even realize it, because if I took a picture of the three of you, all of a sudden you'd say, oh, well, look at how nice they look. You wouldn't look at the ceiling or what's behind them. Most people aren't trained to do that. And I say, but look, there's an orb. And they mainly appear when you have family get-togethers. I told my mother-in-law about this. She says, I don't think I've ever gotten them. I said, let's go to your computer. And sure enough, Christmas photos, anniversaries, birthdays, group shot, there's one or two orbs over everyone's heads. And those are our spirits. Again, they don't leave us. They want to be part of what we're doing on the earth plane. They don't want to miss out on these things just because they've passed away.
Wow.
You've given us an education this morning.
No, yes. It really is.
It's
fascinating.
It's amazing. You know what? I do want to give information on your website.
Mm-hmm.
Because
sure.
This is the type of conversation. Some people have changed the station. I hope not. No.
But, right, if they think I'm crazy, that's fine.
And other people have totally become immersed in it, because it's like, I understand it. I've had that feeling. I have, you know, like something clicks. And I think your bigger audience are those that all of a sudden, I remember that. I had that feeling.
Mm-hmm. This is what happens. Yeah. You can go to www.ghostsoflongisland.com. Or you could get to it through my name, but most people can't spell that, Carrie Ann Flanagan Broski. And all of my books are on there, all of my speaking engagements. I'm in Port Jefferson tonight at the library. I'm in Lake Grove at Barnes & Noble tomorrow. I'm at the Bay Point Blue Point Library on Tuesday night. And like I said, I've just finished a whole ton of speaking engagements across Long Island. And ghosts are good for business. They bring in crowds at restaurants. I had 100 people at the Sachem Library the other night.
You're fascinating because you're not just shooting the breeze. You have a concept, and what's interesting too, I mean, you believe it.
And obviously I'm on radio, so people can't see what I look like. But when I first started lecturing, people said to me, "You don't look like a ghost investigator. You're a soccer mom." And I said, "Yeah, I'm a regular person." And I think that's what makes it work, because I have kids. I'm a practicing Catholic. I go to church on Sunday, and this is what I do. I'm a historian and a ghost investigator and an author.
Well, actually, yeah, historian first, a photographer and historian, and this has evolved.
It has evolved.
So it wasn't something you weren't looking for. It's something that came to you.
It came to me, and I'm just going with it, and it's a blast, I have to say. Perfect. It's really
That's
fun.
Wonderful.
We only have a minute. You're working on another book or no?
Yes, I am. This time next year, I will have out another nonfiction book. It's not ghost related, but it's called Long Island Murder and Mayhem, Historical Crimes from the 1600s to the 1950s. So I'm working on that right now.
Terrific. You're, honestly, you're a busy lady, and this has really been tremendous.
Thank you.
We're done here. And
thank
again,
you
give your website
me.
One more time.
It's ghostsoflongisland.com or CarrieAnnFlanaganBroski.com.
And you'll see Carrie-Anne's schedule.
Okay, so it's FlanaganBrosky. But probably the best way is ghostsoflongisland.com.
The Ghost of Long Island.
Most people will remember that.
And then you'll see Carrie-Anne's schedule and may want to, you know, libraries in different places where you are, especially now for the end of October.
Yes.
Very busy. October is a busy month. This has been tremendous. I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to 88.1 FM. WCWP.org. This is Project Independence, and you will be right back.